Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Charles Finney is one of my very favorite heroes of the faith. Why? He never went to Bible school or seminary, and he defied the doctrines of his denomination, the Presbyterians. He was not a Calvinist. He believed salvation lies solely in the choice of the individual. He was criticized for his preaching by other preachers because it was said that he didn't preach, he just talked to people, as if he were talking one-on-one to one person. Yet his results in salvation were phenomenal. In upstate New York alone, in a seven-year period between the years 1830 and 1837, over 100,000 people came to Christ in his revivals. Charles grew up in a non-Christian family. At one point during his growing up years, he began attending a prayer meeting. When the people asked if they should pray for him, he answered no. God doesn't answer your prayers because you don't believe him. He began reading the Bible and was greatly troubled by the scriptures. He determined that he was not saved. One afternoon, he decided he would go to the woods and take care of this issue. He would give his life to God and obtain salvation. He struggled all day trying to get himself saved, but all to no avail. When he came to the conclusion that he could not get himself saved, that is when waves of God's love began rolling over him to the point he cried out to God to stop, for he feared he would die under the mighty presence of Almighty God.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website, georgeandlorraine.com.